Hello everyone, my name is Ari and welcome to our first Careers in Insurance podcast for 2019. For those who have never heard of Careers in Insurance, we aim to inspire young people, career changers and other members of the community to see the diverse, challenging and rewarding opportunities the insurance industry has to offer. Today, we'll be speaking to Scott Newland, National Operations Manager in General Insurance for Gallagher Bassett. Scott kicked off the podcast with a little bit of an insight into how he got into a career in insurance.
I left high school and went to university to study electrical engineering, so a far cry from insurance. Wanted to do an overseas trip, and I couldn't afford that on going to uni and doing part-time at McDonald's. My mother worked for an insurance company, so I got an entry-level role in processing motor claims as a motor claims consultant. And I did that for, I think it was just about a year and a half, whilst I was saving up to go overseas and was able to take my break and sort of head over to Europe for about a three-month period.
Oh, beautiful.
Four-month period, which was really, really good. Rather than going back to uni, I made the decision at that point that I felt as though that I could do something in the career of insurance. When I came back into doing motor claims, I got the opportunity to start diversifying across different products. So whether that was property, recoveries, liability, over the next sort of 2 years, 3 years. As a result, I think, of that diversification, I got an opportunity in a leadership role.
And what specifically attracted you to want to work for Gallagher Bassett?
We get to work with a wide variety of clients. We're dealing with brokers. We're dealing with federal, state, local governments. We're dealing with some of the largest insurance carriers, not just here in Australia, but globally, which really makes life interesting. And you certainly get to see the way in which different businesses operate, different insurers operate, work through in sort of coming up with a model and design that designs the best solution for the client and claimants overall.
I'm guessing it's pretty dynamic and no day would ever be exactly the same, would it?
Yeah, no, that's really the thing that's positive is no day is ever the same. You know, because it is a national role, we could be dealing with bushfires in the, you know, sort of the south of Australia. We're talking about Australia, sort of South Australia recently. And you're dealing with floods and hail events up north. And then you could be dealing with, on the same day, cyclones crossing the northern border of Western Australia. So dealing with multiple events, whether it be peril events or not, and different demands that those events require, certainly keeps things interesting and keeps me on my toes.
And I guess now looking into that Sydney hailstorm event on the 20th of December, I was reading something from the ICA. It said there was something like over 99,000 claims, 71,000 of those being like motor vehicle claims, and it was pretty big.
It's quite significant.
Yeah, my uncle, he took a few photos. This is the one out in Liverpool, and some of those hailstones look like they're bigger than golf balls.
Yeah, some of them were just slightly bigger than tennis ball size, 8.5 centimetres in diameter, particularly that southwest region, Liverpool. They were one of the hardest areas hit, along with sort of just north or just south of Gosford, so Barara sort of region. So there's some of the, I think, if I look at the Sydney hailstorms in December 20 particularly, probably one of the unique things about that particular event is the geographic locations that it hit. You're talking about areas north of Sydney and areas south of Sydney, so quite split. So if you've got repairers, builders, loss adjusters, you're almost sending them in two opposite directions. So trying to, I suppose, navigate the worst hit areas and get the right resourcing to the right areas to the highest impact customers as soon as possible was certainly a key challenge that we had to work through. The size and scale, volume of claims, some of those figures that you just rattled off there, it was a significant event. And given the time of year that it occurred, people were winding down for Christmas and for the Christmas break. So
couldn't have been a worse time, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. So those that already had planned leave or holidays booked were was a struggle to get the right resourcing to get the initial volume managed and respond to those claimants that needed it most. Safety concerns where there are power lines down or there's actually a blackout, no power at all, were ones where we certainly targeted first to make sure that there was remedial work done to get them into a condition where the home was habitable, and those where they couldn't live, we were making arrangements for alternate accommodation prior to Christmas in a location that was close by. Motor vehicles, that is probably the most significant volume that we've seen. So
yeah, it always is, isn't it?
Yeah, the smash, the size and velocity of the hail to smash windscreens and fully penetrate through was certainly something that I haven't really seen before. The deployment of, I think, some of the hail centres that have now been stood up have allowed us to quickly get cars through and assessed. And obviously looking at techniques like paintless dent repair, save on cost, but also improve the customer experience because they can turn around the claim and the repair of the vehicle a lot quicker than a conventional repair.
Yeah.
So the experience overall, whether it be for a client's experience or a customer's experience or for their impact of their premium, is really positive for those sorts of techniques.
Well, there's definitely no doubt that the Sydney hailstorms of December 20, 2018 was an absolutely catastrophic event, not just for insurers, but also posed a challenge for yourself managing claims at Gallagher Bassett. For some of the young insurance professionals that may be looking to get into a career in insurance or just wanting to find out a little bit more about what you do, what are some of the key challenges and skills that I guess you had to sort of use along the way to manage those claims?
So some of the challenges would be just understanding the key stage gates and challenges that customers and clients may have throughout the claim. And some of the skills is having that empathy and level of understanding as to what the actual root cause of either the situation that this event or unforeseen event has caused them, being able to work with the claimants and customers to get the right solution. It may not always be a textbook solution, but as long as you've always got customer and client front of mind, you'll get the right solution.
Now, looking on to our next question, what advice would you give to young insurance professionals that may be undertaking a graduate program? They might still be studying, or even young insurance professionals that may already be working for a company. What skills or advice would you give them in terms of establishing themselves and furthering their career and gaining skills?
Yeah, good one. The advice I'd give to any young professional is don't be afraid to say yes to any opportunity that you may get. No matter if you don't know all the details or you're not fully confident in being able to deliver, you get that confidence out of experience. By challenging yourself, that's where you get the opportunity to grow. The only way you can't grow if you're comfortable. The only time you get to grow is through the face of adversity or through the face of unknown, and that's where you challenge yourself.
Well, there you have it. I hope you guys all enjoyed our chat with Scott. That is a wrap for our first podcast for Careers in Insurance for 2019. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and also make sure you give us a follow on SoundCloud for any new podcasts that we may have upcoming.